Let us pray. First, a prayer of approach. God of grace and Lord of the harvest, as we offer to you this day our thanks for the beauty of the earth and the abundance it provides, we ask you to bless us as we think upon all you have given, that by your Holy Spirit at work in us, we may adopt the right attitudes and fully understand our responsibilities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. A prayer of praise. God of grace and Lord of the harvest, we celebrate your creative power. All that you have made delights our senses in touch and smell, in sight, sound, and taste. Thank you for the harvest smell of fragrant flowers from the field. Thank you for the harvest touch of polished fruits. Thank you for the harvest sights of overflowing goodness. Thank you for the harvest sounds of crunchy apples, the bite of carrots, and the rustle of golden corn. Thank you for the wholesome taste that harvest gives through long winter months, from a Sunday roast to a vegetable soup. All that you have made delights us. May we who are made in your image use our own creative powers to produce that which delights and never that which hurts. May we create beauty and not ugliness, so that all we make and the manner in which it is shared praises you, the giver of all, through Jesus Christ your Son. Amen. A prayer of confession. Let us confess our sins, trusting in God's mercy and forgiveness. For those times, O Lord, when we have polluted, abused, and stripped the natural world. For those times when we have taken without giving back. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to learn from the error of our ways. For those times when we have been wasteful and consumed with self. For those times when we have forgotten and failed to share. Forgive us, Lord, and help us learn from the error of our ways. For those times when we have taken for granted the gifts that you have given to us. For those times when we have failed to respect the earth. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to learn from the error of our ways. And for those times when we have chosen to ignore injustice. For those times we have neglected those who hunger and who thirst. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to learn from the error of our ways. A moment of silence. God has heard our confession, loves us still, and through Christ calls and sets us on a new path. Hear then Christ's gracious word, spoken to all who are penitent and truly wish to amend their lives. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. And the Collect. Bountiful God, you entrust your creation to our care. Grant us grace so to order our common life that we may use our gifts for your glory, for the relief of those in need, and for our own well-being, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.